Amen. Amen. You gonna do the prayer?
Radio.
And so, no matter what comes up against me, amen. If God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit of serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
So the song says, mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
Giants are still being raised. Jesus.
So it, Lord. So us. Set our hearts on you. Come and do it, Lord.
Come. What you say? Care Church this morning. We give God those, welcome those on Facebook, online this morning. Let's give God a hand praise, if you will. Give God a hand praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank you for everything, Lord. And we just want to bless everybody today. Everybody need a blessing. Everybody needs strength today. And we want to thank God. We give honor to God, the head of our lives, my life. Give honor to Pastor Paige and the Care Church, and give honor to General in her absence this morning, and all those that's on Facebook and all those that's online this morning. Thank God for Sister Valerie and Brother Pastor Smothers today. All those that's online today under the sound of my voice, we thank God for you today. We're going to give a open up here. Thank God for the song that was played. We're going to open up with a prayer. Let us all bow our heads and shut our eyes and get into the presence of the Lord on today, if you will. Father God, we just want to come before the throne of grace today, seeking your faith, as you say, come boldly and soundly today, God. Let thy will be done in earth today, Father God. Let thy will be done in the earth today, Father God. God, you said your word cannot return unto you void. It has to accomplish everything that it set out to do. And God, we know that you're not the author and finisher of confusion. We thank you right now for all that you have done. You woke us up this morning with the activity of all our limbs, Father God, in a sound mind this morning. And God, we thank you that the word will go out, Father God, and entreat the hearts and minds of men and women all over, that men will lift up their holy hands, Father God, and praise God on today. God, somebody hungry today, God, we ask you to feed them. We ask you, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done overnight, Father God, that we didn't see. Prayers of the righteous availeth much today. And let our prayers be answered today with yeas and amens today, God. And we give you praise for it in advance. We thank you for putting marriages back together, Lord. We thank you for re-strengthening marriages, God. Old and young, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for repressing marriages today, God. Relationships, friendships, Father God. And, Lord, neighborhoods, Father God, and our neighbors today, God. Bless our neighbors today, that they will ask, what must I do to be saved? Let our children ask, what must we do to be saved, God? Help the young people. Intervene with the young people today, God. And we thank you for birthdays today, Father God, and the Page family. We thank you for Journey Mercies and Traveling Grace as they travel back today, God, in Jesus' name. And so, God, we thank you right now, Lord, that you said when we walk through the water, it would not overflow us. Some of us in deep water right now, God. Hallelujah. And need your help right now to get out, Father. You said when we walk through the fire, it would not burn nor scorch or kindle upon our shoulder. Because the hand of the Lord is with us today, God. And we thank you for the miracles that you have performed in healing today and restoring today, God. And God, opening up the blind eyes and the deaf ears of those, Father God, with hardened hearts, make a harder heart become a heart of stone today. As we thank you, hallelujah, thank you today, God, for everything that you've done for us today, God. And we ask you to keep on, keep it on, Father God, blessing us, God, because we know that your word is the truth. We know that you are a man that you cannot lie, Father God. So we thank you. Help us to be more holy than we were yesterday. Father God, help us to understand the ways of the Lord, Father God. Be our strength when we weep, Father God. And Lord, Lord, we pray for these errant preachers today. We pray for these, Father God, these homosexuals, these, Father God, we pray for the lesbians to turn right back to the natural use of the man and the natural use of the woman today, God. That they say we pray for the backslider today, God, to return unto you. And God, we just want to lift up your holy name as we go forth on today, Father God. Help us, God. If you be our helper, we know we go make it. And so, God, we just want to thank you, and we just want to praise you as we lift you up. Magnify thy name. Magnify thy word. In Jesus' name, anybody love the Lord, just say amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We just want to bring out a scripture today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to bring out a scripture today. Songs of Solomon, chapter 5. Amen. I like this. Amen. It's good to look at it sometime when we talk about a love story and a love story between God and his people. And God is seeking for an awakening today, and we want to have a spiritual awakening. Amen. Amen. Verse 2, Songs of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 2. It said, I sleep, but my heart awake. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with the dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I have washed my feet. How shall I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the hold of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. I rose up to open up to my beloved, and my hand dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with the sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the reading and the hearing and the doing of this word, amen, that we need to, when the Lord knocks on the door, we need to be the one that open up to him. You know, it's so many times that God knocks on our door of our heart, but we don't open up to him. And so it's getting time now, you know, if he's your love, don't make excuses for not opening up the door to God. And even today, we don't want any excuses for not open up the door to him. What did he say? I stand at the door and knock. If any man would open up to me, and I come in and sup with him, and he with me. And so God is knocking at the door of your heart today, and said, let us open up to the Lord. Let him come on in. Let him come on in and do the things he needs to do within you. He wants to change you. He wants to make you. He wants to mold you into the image that he would have you to be. And I just thank God for the word today. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the doing of his word. We thank all of you that are on Facebook. This is Care Church in Arlington, Texas at 2501 Centennial Drive. And we ask that you come out to visit us sometime. We appreciate your visitation. We would appreciate anything that you give, amen, as an offering unto the Lord. And I just want to thank you. You can send any type of offering you like. You can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it PayPal. You can send it Cash App. Or you can send it carechurch@zelle.com. Amen. And I just thank all of you today. Today, we're going to have the word go forth today. Amen. We've been dealing with awakening, having an awakening. And we want people to be awake for and look around and see what's going on for them. And I just thank God for an awakening. And so we appreciate all of you that are coming in. And we're going to have Minister Ray today. Amen. He's going to bring forth his word.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to hear Ray.
On awakening. Amen. Praise God. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Amen. Amen.
We bless the name of the Lord on today. Welcome to on today, Father God. We thank God on today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We bear witness that there's no God but one, and there's no God with him, no God besides him, equal to him, no God before him and no God after him. God has no rivals and no partners. And we thank him for the ways of holiness. And we thank him for sending his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, to die on the cross and shed the precious blood for the remission of our sins. Without Jesus, where would we be today? If in all we even exist. And so we thank God for being infallible, perfect in all his understanding and all his ways. He's never lost, and he never will lose. And so we thank him for being a true sender, true teachers of holy prophets and holy apostles. And so we just want to talk a few things today, what we've been dealing with for a long time is, we finally, God gave us preach the word awakening. And awakening has to do with awakening people to what's going on today in life, and that people don't be deceived about what's going on and what's happening in life, what's happening around the world, and how you could become a antichrist when you not realizing, because our people just falling away from the faith, and God said in the scripture that there'd be a great falling away. Well, we in the great falling away. People are turning their back. Church has become sensationalized, materialized. Your salvation is based on, amen, of what things do you have, what kind of house, what size house you live in, what kind of car you drive on. You're driving, how much in your bank account, all these things, God say will be coming in this day. And so we here to try to help people understand that your salvation is not based on what material things that you possess. Because the scripture says that you can't take none of this stuff with you. Naked you came in the world, naked you go leave. You brought nothing in the world. If for certain you go carry nothing out. You and I have never seen a Brinks truck, a mansion, a truckload of cars behind a funeral procession with somebody going to their grave. God say also, what do a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And so in the book of Luke 16 and 23, God studied giving us examples of the rich man that was filthy rich, but couldn't yet buy a finger dip of water to dip in the could dip his finger in some water to cool his tongue off. Study proving to you that you don't own nothing. We don't take nothing with us. We're not taking nothing with us. And even the rich man, when he knew that he lifted up his eyes in hell, that his money couldn't help him, he thought for a minute that his money might help him. But even he had to concede to Abraham that was standing over there with Lazarus. He had to tell Abraham, go tell my brothers to do what the prophets say do, because they don't want to come here. I'm here to stand here to tell you, do what the word of God tell you to do, because you don't want to go where he ended up at. None of us want to get to, amen, where he ended up at. There's not a man on this earth that can withstand the wrath of God, the anger of God, the fury of God. And the scripture says that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. But yet, folks don't want to obey, don't want to believe, got a half-hearted belief today. I'm not going to do a whole lot of preaching. I'm going to do a whole lot of teaching today, explaining that you may understand and be awakened. Pastor Page, if you got Acts 20 and 28. Get that for us today. Start with that. Acts 20 and 28. And we want to show you the new world order. You got to be woke up. You got it?
Take heed, therefore, to your
take will. Take heed. The scripture says, take heed. That means listen, tune in. Don't shoot the messenger. You better take heed to the message that's coming from the messenger. Because I didn't write the message. I'm not the author of the message. But God has appointed me to deliver the message to you. And the message is, what he says, Pastor Page?
Take heed, therefore, to yourselves.
Take heed, therefore, to yourselves, all the flock. That means everyone that calls themselves believing in the word of God wholeheartedly. You can't serve God half-heartedly. You can't pick and choose what you go like out of the book of scriptures. It don't work like that. Because God said he's coming back taking vengeance on those who what? Didn't believe nor obey. And if you don't believe something, that means you not go obey something. And if you don't obey something, it means that you don't believe something. So either or, you in trouble some kind of way with God. Because he said he's coming back taking vengeance on those who didn't believe nor obey. What else did he say, Pastor Page?
Oh, which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood.
To feed the church of God. What are you feeding the church of God? What are you feeding the congregation? A lot of preachers are feeding the congregation lies, fables, false doctrines, tradition, and all these things is not of God. God and tradition don't work together, don't go hand in hand. Tradition, he said in the book of Colossians 2, 7 and 8, beware, he says, beware of being spoiled by men. See, these messages today spoil the people of God because it make you feel good. It make you run around the church. It got you sensationalized and materialized. God got a blessing with your name on it. Getting this $1,000, $100,000 prayer line. Oh, you got to pay $5,000 to sit in the front row to see these preachers preach. When did Jesus do this? See, we gotta look to the author and finisher of our faith. When did Jesus do this? When did Jesus charge anybody to be healed? We got people charging $1,500 for to teach people how to pray. When the apostle said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said, when you pray, pray our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. He didn't charge a cent for that. What kind of revelation do these false teachers got? We'd rather listen to false teachers than to listen to the excellent teacher, which is Jesus Christ. If this apply to you today, it's going to apply to you, because the word of God said all scripture was inspired by God for reproof. Nobody wants to be reproved. Everybody thinks they bulletproof. Everybody thinks they got the gospel, but you're in a wrong foundation, you're in the wrong religion. You're going along with the world. You're doing what the world say do. But nobody can reproof you. Then they get mad because they get rebuked. You see, when you go against people's belief, and 9 times out of 10, people don't believe, mad with you, because they don't understand what it is that you trying to relate to them. They don't understand the word of God. That's why God said, not lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. You're not supposed to, I don't believe that. In the book of Thessalonians 1 and verse 2 and 10, it says, men have mistaken the word of God for the word of men. In other words, when somebody tell you what thus say the Lord, you tell them, you reply to them, I don't believe you. No, that's not my word. See, God said, consider my word. When you hear my word, consider it. But yet folks say they believe the word of God, and then when they get taught and spoken to the word of God, because they don't read the book, they don't understand what you say. They don't understand what the word says. And you can point the scripture out to people today. And God said, if you reject my word, get Proverbs 1 and 20, Pastor. When you reject my word, when you regard not my word, people are disregarding life. These youngsters are disregarding life. They kill it for material things. The preachers are disregarding the souls of the people. God say, when you regard not means disregard. He said he go laugh at you. He said he go wink at you. He said you go be in so much trouble when he come. Read it when you got it. We said when you, let's read.
Proverbs 1 and 20. Wisdom cried without.
Wisdom cried without.
She uttered her voice in the street.
She uttered her voice in the street.
She cried in chief places of the court.
Amen.
In the opening of the gate, in the city, she uttered her words, saying, how long, you simple one?
How long, you simple one?
When you love simplicity.
When you love simplicity.
And the form of the life in the opponent.
Amen.
And fools hate knowledge.
Fools hate knowledge.
Turn you at my reproof.
Turn you at what we're talking about? Reproof. Mm-hmm. Fools hate to be reproved. Fools hate to be straightened out. But the word of God goes straighten everybody out. It's like a hot cone. You know when we used to get that hot cone when we were young? It burnt our scalp. The word of God go burn some people. It's going to burn some folks' heads because they lack of knowledge. This is why God say, put on the helmet of salvation. This is why God say, renew your mind. This is why God call you fools that reject the word of God. And anybody that reject the truth, what did the scripture say earlier, what I just read about when you not, you taking vengeance on who, those that not believe? That's a fool that don't believe. It's foolish not to believe the word of God. We thank God that we believe. We have this zeal. We have this in us to believe the word of God. And not just some of the word. I want to harp on not just some of the word, amen, but all of the word. Yes, it's going to hurt you and it's going to hurt me. But the word is a heat-seeking missile. We come from incorrection, and God's word is correction. The scripture says that it's for rebuke, also correction in righteousness. Well, we was born unrighteous. We was born unrighteous. We were shaped unrighteous. And so it's a work in progress to get us out of unrighteousness. But because we hold on to these material things, we love material things. We love cars. We love houses and big houses. We like to brag on how big our house is. And some people don't have a house. We're trying to wake you up this morning that these things don't matter, because Colossians 3:16 says that set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. We are so enamored in love with things on the earth that's solidified. God is not impressed with nothing you got, because it don't belong to you. It belongs to him. He just lent it to you for a little while. But yet people love these things. They love money. And what is the root of what is the love of money? The root of all evil. We see an evil right now, billionaires playing God, playing with your livelihood, playing with your kids. We seeing this today. Don't act like you don't understand what's going on. But people are going alone to get alone. Instead of going alone with God to go home with God, people are going alone with all the mess that's in the world. And when God forewarned us, all these things was going to take place on this earth. We acknowledge it, but being that when it's here, you don't understand what's happening to you at this time. Amen. Read, Pastor Page.
Turn you at my reproof.
Turn you at my reproof.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Behold, if you turn to God, if you accept reproof, he will pour out his spirit. And when he pour out his spirit on you, he will pour out righteousness on you in that spirit. There's correction. There's humility. There's all these things in that spirit that God pours. There's a humbleness. There's holiness. There's unforgiveness. There's forgiveness when there's no unforgiveness. There's thankful when there's no unthankful. There's gratefulness when there's no gratefulness. These are spots that's going to keep you out. When God pour out his spirit on his people, then you're not jealous of nobody. You don't hate nobody. You think you can hate folks and get away with it, huh? When God say, you coming back for a church without spot, you got to be as he is. God has no hatred in him. There's no darkness in God. So when you unforgiven, when somebody does something to you, or you done something to them, and you don't want to be forgiven, but you don't want to do the forgiving, but you want people to come up to you and ask you to forgive them, and then sometimes we got nerve not to forgive. What did the scripture say? God say that if you can't forgive, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. These are spots that ain't gonna make it. Contrary to what you got to be like God. Ain't no unforgiveness when he said on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they not know what they do. They stripped him, beat him. Do I must recall all the things that happened on the cross? He was out there naked with all his glory showing. And yet somebody step on our toe and we can't forgive. And you think you still holy. But God said he go straighten that up when he pour his spirit out. But people don't want his spirit. You got people saying they saved and ain't got the Holy Ghost. You got people ain't with the baptism. Got the wrong baptism. This is an awakening. You got to have the right baptism. There's only one baptism that you got to have, because that's only one. It represents the one God. You got more than one faith. God said, examine yourselves to see that you be in the faith. He said, listen to the words right there, that you be in the faith. He didn't say faith with an S. He said faith represents one. But yet, look, so many people got so many churches in your neighborhood. They got so many churches in your neighborhood with different faiths, different beliefs, different standards. But we're supposed to be working for the same God. How is that? Go to 8:28, past page, Acts. Acts 8:28, please.
Amen.
We're talking about being woken up. This is to be straightened out. You got to be straightened out. We got to walk a straight and narrow road, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, not leaning to your own understanding, my own understanding, none of us own understanding is going to work. You can't manipulate God at no cost, at no turn, at no hand. You have to follow exact. Scripture says in the book of Luke 3:13, do exact, nothing more, nothing less, but do exact. Exact means what the scripture says to do, how the scripture say to do it, when the scripture say to do it. If he tell you to jump, you ask him how high do he want you to jump. You can't get there with your own understanding. And some of you on Facebook, some of you online, I don't care if you don't want to listen to Minister Ray, because you know why? He spits fire to you about the truth, and you can't take the truth. You're like a few good men, that movie. You can't handle the truth. And this is what truth do, offend. You can't get around this word without being offended neither. We don't preach like Joel Osteen. We're not heretic preachers. We're not motivational speakers. The apostles weren't motivational speakers. The prophets weren't motivational speakers. They preach how is a lot of people loving the very thing that God hates and say you say. You love men with men. And a lot of you are bowing down because your family members are homosexual. Your daughters and sons are homosexual. So you're bowing down because you love your kids more than you love God. In the book of Matthew, he told you not to love your kids more than you love me, not to love your husband or your wife more than you love me. And guess who else he said not to love more than you love me? Us, you. See? Jesus didn't love himself so much. He loved us so much that he died for us on the cross, for us to live again. He died for us to live again. That's loving us more than he loved himself. He was out there naked, stretched out on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. And he never said a mumbling word. He never spoke guile out of his mouth. But we will fight every step of the way against the word of God. What does it say, Pastor Page?
8:28.
I believe that is.
Book of Acts.
Book of Acts.
Was returning and sitting in his chair, re-divided the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chair.
Amen.
And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and saying, understand thou what thou readest?
Understand what thou readest. Do you understand what you're reading? Do you understand? You think that you can read the word of God and understand it just like that, Philly, huh? When God said his word is a mystery, you got to compare. In the book of 1 Corinthians 2:13, he said compare spiritual and natural. You got to compare spiritual with spiritual. What's God, in the book of 1 John, what's compare the spirit by the spirit, with the spirit. But people think that they can read the word of God, and I got it. They take what the preachers say and not search the scripture for themselves. A lot of people go perish because they don't believe that they didn't read the book for themselves. God says, save yourself. He says, search the scriptures concerning me. And just because some of you online, because don't get mad because I searched the scripture. Don't get mad because God revealed the scripture unto me. He can do the same for you as he does for me. It's a time when I didn't know the scripture. It's a time 6 years ago that I couldn't do this. But because I put on my big boy pants, because I'm a big boy, big man now. When I was younger, the Lord, I was a kid. But now I'm a full-grown adult. And now I search the scripture for myself. What I thought was this, wasn't that. Because why? God opened up my understanding. through the scriptures, through the word, to the truth. We ever learned, the scripture says, but have we come into the knowledge of the truth? Read, Pastor Page. Have we come into the knowledge of the truth?
And if they have
someone God. Look. How can you understand the scripture except someone guide you? This is a eunuch talking. How can you understand? You see, good teaching is the one that keeps you sane. Good teaching points you to the water, the living water. Bad teaching, you're drinking vomit. You're eating polluted bread. Your faith is off. Your salvation off. You ain't got no Jesus name on your baptism, so you're lost. Because you went down in water. You go down in water in the shower, in the bath, but Jesus' name ain't on it. Jesus' name ain't on your bath. Jesus' name ain't on your shower. You can't get sprinkled. You see, you don't only know these, you only become to know these things when you got a, what is what it says, a guide. Read.
Someone
that
God accept someone guide me.
And he didn't say, see, before you read further, he ain't talking about just any man guiding. Look at the man that guided him. Go ahead.
And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
He desired Philip. You got to desire the truth. We desire material things. We desire money. But we don't desire the truth. This man, this eunuch, desired the truth. And he desired Philip, because what was Philip? An apostle that preached the truth, that's full of the Holy Ghost, that walked with God, suffered with God, and unremovable and unshakable in the faith. Some of you is very waverly in the faith. Some of you need to go back and check your Holy Ghost. Some of you need to go back and check your salvation. See where you're lacking at. We all lack it. I stand here. I'm a man. I admit I'm not all the way perfect. I'm striving to be. And don't get mad with me because I strive for the truth. You get mad with yourself. This is the rebellion. This is what this nation is teaching you, how to rebel against God, how to depend on them instead of depending on God. How to change your mindset, how to change your thinking. They're changing your way of life. They're changing what you eat, what you drink, where you can go, where you can't go, who you can believe, what you can believe in. Don't get mad because I choose to drink life. I choose to suffer with God. You know, this is new to me. I ain't never suffered so much in my life. I was a man of some reputation. It might be not the wrong reputation, but I dag nabbit me, I can wake up and buy me anything I want to. But I choose to believe the word of God. And God said, if you suffer with me, you go reign with me. I want to reign with God when he comes back to judge the saints. So I had to do what? What you preach, Pastor Page, sometimes? Deny. We have to deny ourselves. Oh, I knew it was going to be tough. People go talk about me. Oh, people go say this and that about me. I'm going to lose friends. I'm going to lose relatives. I'm going to lose this, that, and other. Did I care, though? I didn't care what they thought about me in the street, and I don't care about what they think about. And you, with your smart mouths on the line, I heard you. I don't care what you think about Minister Ray. Because when I lay my eyes down and don't wake up, I'm going to lift my eyes up in the kingdom. Straight up. That's what I desire to do. Like this unit desire to be righteous, so you got to go to a righteous man. And when you go to a righteous man to become righteous, the road is not easy. What he tell you is going to disagree with you. What seems right in a man's own eye is not right in God's eyes. We're not to lean to our own understanding. We're not to disregard. We're not to reject. We're not to refuse. Because God says if you reject the truth, refuse the truth, neglect the truth, just flat out just don't believe the truth, he said he's going to reject you. So that means you're going to hear depart from. from me. I never knew you. Amen. That's what it means. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You in the tradition? Some of you going to be in the traditional Halloween next Sunday. Some of you going to be trying to be an all-American mama, all-American daddy, all-American grandmother, grandfather, taking your grandkids and your small kids trick-or-treat. You's a hypocrite. You can't serve God and the devil at the same time. And you know every demonic spirit is on display. Warlords, witches, monsters, vampires. Is that of God? Because I don't see in the scripture where he mentioned none of that. I don't see where he mentioned none of that. Some of you going to be in this Thanksgiving and thinking that you fooling God and trying to use the moniker. It's about family. It's not about family. Thanksgiving was a massacre. Many families got killed on that day for what your information. And when you learn to know better, you're supposed to do better. See, this way, with these people like this, when you talk about rejecting knowledge, this is rejecting knowledge. And when you talk about Antichrist, you're going to do it anyway because you lean into what? Your own understanding and not what God say. You see, he said, when I find faith in the land when I come. Luke 18 and 8, when the Son of Man coming, will he find faith in you? Will he find faith in me? Will he find faith? But God said truth is fallen in the street because nobody believes the truth no more. They'd rather believe a lie than to believe the truth. Amen. You see it, I see it. You got this in your house. You got this on your job. You got this on TV. All on TV programming everybody for lies. These shots that you allow them, if you was watchmen and if you was in the faith, you wouldn't have took no shot. You see? The shot may not be the Antichrist, but look what, see, the whole thing is about this. You better listen because you might miss something. The shot may not be the Antichrist, I mean the mark of the beast. I'm a granted that it ain't. But look at the characteristics of the mass itself. Look at the characteristics and the rules and the regulations of the mass. Just that little simple respiratory mask on your face, they play games with us. Open up, close down. Open up again with new restrictions. You can't go to the gas station to pump gas without the mask no more. I want you to hear me what I'm saying. I want you to hear some of you blind eyes and deaf ears. God said in the book of 28:27, some of you blind eyes and deaf ears. Let this go right over your head. Because when the shot came out, look what the stipulations was about the shot. You can't go into this place, that place, that place, or a third. You can't even go to job. You can't, your kids can't go to school. You can't go to your job. You can't go in the grocery store without what? Same thing they did with the mask itself. You can't do this without the shot. Without the shot. People got laid off, fired from their jobs for refusing the shot. This is tyranny. Stand with tyranny in black people. We and I'm specifically say us because God specifically talk about us when he said all day long I stretched forth my hand to a stiff neck, hard head, rebellious, gainsaying people. That's you. That is me. That is us. That is us. So look at this. Look at the whole content of the mass itself, the innocent mass. Look at the next level of the shot. Then what do the word of God say? When they holler peace and safety, we had to do this shot stuff. They kept us in the house like a dog. They kept y'all in the house chained up. Soon as they opened the door and cut the chain off you, everybody ran to the clubs, filled back up. Football stadiums filled back up. Basketball arenas filled back up because you was tired of being locked down. Family gatherings became all over the block, all over the neighborhood. What you couldn't do in the lockdown, now you able to do once again. What is that? They hollered, peace is safe now. All you got to do is go out and get the shot. And you could go here. You don't even have to wear the shot. Yeah, but you don't even have to wear the mask no more. Because it's at a second level now. But here comes the big boy. You see, when they holler peace and safety, then sudden destruction is going to come. You ain't done with this yet. You still got to see the Antichrist. You still got to see the mark of the beast. You still got another round of this. You still got the book of Revelation 13, 16. Get that page because I don't want you to accuse me of lying. 13, 16, and 17. I don't want nobody, these unlearned, ignorant folks, to say this is his opinion. No. Argue with God about it. Argue with God about it. When you leave there, page, get 14 and 9 in Revelation. I want to show you what you
Revelation
got. 13, 16, 17. Read it to them.
And he calls all, both small and great.
So small and great.
Rich and poor.
Free and bond.
To receive a mark.
When it says receive, you're going to get it.
In their right hand.
Or in your forehead. It's not over with, y'all.
And that no man may buy.
No man. Look it. Go back to the mask now. You can go in the store and buy gas without that mask. Go ahead.
And no man might buy or sell.
Or sell.
Say he has the mark.
Didn't the cashiers have the mask too? You couldn't buy a sale without the mask. And you couldn't buy a sale without that, about the shot. You see, you got to know this is man-made because God never mentioned nothing about no shot. But he did mention it in such a way in the book of Daniel that a third of the world will be killed. Well, how is they doing? In all sorts of ways they're killing you. Experimental drugs. Starvation. Denial, shooting us down in the street like dogs. And the biggest thing to get rid of you at one time is forcing you to take that shot that it ain't never promised. Now, one of y'all, even you on Facebook, that it was going to heal you or it was going to prevent you from getting so-called your new cold and flu is named COVID now. Where is the people at? You sit in church with masks on. I'm not sitting in no fear. I sit in faith. God commands us to have faith in him, not fear. He said, I have not given you a spirit of fear. Oh, yeah, this is just too real for some people. You know, fight against Minister Ray. I don't care what you do. Jesus didn't care what you do. The apostles didn't care what you do. I don't care what you do either. Look at the contents he said. Small or great, that means your little small children. For those that are ignorant, look at the TV, you see it. They offering pizza in exchange for your kids to take shots. They offering money, paying parents for your kids to take shots. This is an awakening. Some of you too late because you've already done it. You know why? You bow down to the shots. And if you bow down to the shots, you will bow down to the mark to keep your house. To keep your car, to keep your house you just bought. Oh, now, I work all my life for this, and I just bought this house 5 minutes, and you're going to go take the mark, and you're going to hell. Read 14 and 9, Pastor Page, of Revelation. I want you to understand what I'm saying here.
As the third angel
follows, uh-huh.
with a loud voice.
You've been the
man
If who?
If any man,
read it again.
Worships the beast.
Read that again. Say it louder, Pastor Page.
If any man, that
includes you, women. Go ahead.
Worship the beast.
Uh-huh.
Amen. That's right. And receive the mark in your forehead.
Or in his hand.
The dream shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God.
Oh, man. But you mad at Minister Ray because he preached hell. It ain't no other place for you to go. And I don't understand these church folk This is the difference between saints and church folk. That you mad and don't like hell. Well, you gonna be even madder when Jesus pop up in the sky. You see, back in the book of Proverbs, he said it's gonna be so much fear you can smell it. It's gonna be so thick when they see the Lord, men will try to kill themselves. You're gonna have a 45 in your hand, blow your brains out, and your wound gonna heal right back up. Because nobody escapes the wrath of God. Go to 2 Timothy 3:2, Pastor Page. Please. We're just trying to tell you. This ain't no scare tactics. This is the word of God. You got issue, any one of you on the line got an issue. You take it up with the word of God. That's your issue. That's who you go argue with. And see how foolish you is trying to argue with the truth that is the absolute truth. I didn't make this up. I didn't make this up. You that's on your job that's bowing down and calling Steve Stephanie. You are against the Lord. God made man. He didn't make man to become woman. We got a whole lot of confusion here today. Men trying to be women. That's confusion. And then you got these church folks, some of you on this line, oh, I don't see nothing wrong with it. You know, everybody got the right. You sound just like the government. Equality. Everybody got the right to be what they want to be. No, you don't. You's a lie. Not when you're following God, you don't. Not when you call yourself walking with God, you don't have the right. Your right to believe what you want to believe is over the moment that you declare that you're walking with God. You understand? And all you that got churches and go to churches, sitting up in there with your women preachers, your women bishops, and your women apostles, you are in error. In fact, before you go there, Paige, I don't want you to accuse me of lying. Go to Isaiah 9:16-17. I want to harp on this one here because a lot of these preachers don't even know this in here. And a lot of them don't even understand what it's saying, especially women preachers. I can't tell you how many women preachers I read the scripture to, and they say, oh, I didn't even know that was in there. Well, what you going to do since you found out that it's in there? What you going to do about it? Are you still going to continue on? Do grace abound now that we have grace? Or you think God going to give you grace on blatant disrespect, disobedience, when he said who that didn't obey, he's going to take vengeance on, and you're going to the lake? Do you think because you done found out now you might not knew, but you knew some other scriptures, so for a woman not to teach, nor serve in the use of authority over a man, but to be in all subjection. You knew that scripture. You knew that it's a true saying in Timothy 3:1. You knew, and all of you knew, that if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work. It didn't say she nowhere. You knew this. You might not knew this scripture read page.
Well, the leader of this people
caused them to err.
And they that are led of them,
look it, they that are led of them. That means you under, oh, my pastor, Sister Cynthia, she's so anointed, you don't know what anointed is if icy hot got poured on your head. She's anointed for what? And to do what? Except what the words say do. See, she's doing more than she's supposed to exactly do. And it's a way that you're supposed to teach the women. God lay it out for you. Teach them how to, in Titus 2 and 3. It's a way that you're supposed to teach the young women how to be good wives, how to love their husbands. Some of you mothers in the church and older people in the church can't teach nobody how to love nobody because you don't even love your husband. You ain't good keepers at home. If it hurt, if it's scorching somebody, it's scorching them. You know I don't care. I ain't drawing nothing back. Take no punches back. Won't apologize to your damn dad. Because I got the word. that backs me up. I'm reading the word to you. See, because Paige ain't reading it to you, he can go to it and read word for word that I'm saying, because I know the scripture. He said, be good keepers, not gossipers. You see? And he also say, be not blasphemers. Every time a woman say God called her, you're blaspheming. You're lying on God. Because he said over here in 2 Corinthians 11 and 13, they have made themselves, they have turned themselves into apostles and bishops and pastors. Not just the women, the men too. You can always tell a preacher of God because he don't spare nobody. And Jesus didn't spare nobody neither. He didn't follow after nobody. And so with this, going back to this scripture here, he says the leader of this people calls them. Who is them? The congregation, those that follow him. If they call leaders homosexuals and sissies, and women preachers and lesbian preachers and all this stuff, transgender, and they got a congregation, that is them. That's following them. Because why? They believe not. And ultimately, I tell you all the time, those that's on from my line, that's on this line, listening to the leader of our line, me, tell you all the time, you don't just have to say hell to be going there. He said the leader of them calls them to error and are, what's the last word, Pastor Page?
Destroy.
So you can't accuse me of lying. Okay, but you understand that scripture very well when it says in John 10, the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. You understand that one very well. But when God says the leader of this people calls them to error, and are that those that believe not are destroyed. You seem like you got selective belief now. You got selective belief. You can't have selective belief. Either you believe or you don't. You can't be on the Dallas Cowboys one week wearing the uniform, and then you got mad because you lost the game last week, you Cowboy fans. You might win today. You might win today. But you got mad because you lost last week. So this week, you ain't got no faith in the team. You going to show up with one of them Golden State teams uniform on. The Chargers, the Rams, or the 49ers. You remember them 49ers that dogged y'all out last year, huh? You remember them. You see? Because you unstable in the truth. Some of you trying to play basketball with football rules. It ain't gonna work. You see? So but you got selective beliefs. We're trying to wake you up that you gotta have the whole. That's why the scripture says, be on the straight and narrow. You don't go to the left, you don't go to the right, people of God. And this message is for you hard head. Stiff-necked people that just go refuse to believe God. Did you say this stuff? This is the stupidest thing I heard. I used to believe this stuff when I was unlearned in the gospel. Oh, we all the same. I used to believe that all churches was the same. No, we not all the same. You see, there's this people and there's my people. You understand? You better not be caught being this people. Because God said in Isaiah 28, and I believe at verse 11, he said, this people is without understanding. Then he also say that this people I will not favor. He said that. You probably didn't know that was in the scriptures, huh? Because you don't pay attention to every word in the book. No, you got to pay attention to every word in the book. This new world order, God ain't got no new world order. The new world order, the one world leader that is shaping up to be won't even desire women. So you know. This is why you see homosexuality. You should be tired of seeing these nice, handsome young black men or middle-aged or older black men. I ain't gay. I could say a young man look handsome because I am. You see? And so they on TV kissing, locking lips, fibbing them. All this stuff God is against. This ain't no new world order for God. He don't go along with the world. You got to go along with God. Read real quick, last page, 2 Timothy 3:2. All look, that list right there. Let me show y'all in this list what the new world order is. Go ahead.
2 Timothy 3:2.
Everybody all right? I hope you are.
For these men shall be lovers of their own self.
Read it real slow, Pastor Bay, a little louder, please.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Lovers of their own selves.
Covetous.
Boasters.
Proud. Blasphemers.
Disobedient to parents, you hard-headed kids.
Unthankful,
ain't thankful for nothing.
Unholy. Without natural affection,
your homosexuals and the lesbians.
Truth breakers. False accusers.
Everybody been false accused of stuff? See, God said this stuff was going to be. Go ahead, finish.
In contention. Fear. Despise of those that are good.
In other words, if you're trying to serve the Lord right, they despise you. Because we preach the truth, they despise you. Because this is the new world order. Go ahead, Pastor Bay.
Traitors.
People trading on you.
Heady.
High-minded.
Lovers of pleasure
more than they lovers of God.
Having a form of godliness.
And denying the power thereof.
Therefore, of such turn away.
This is the new world order, people of God. You better make it, examine yourself, like it says in the book of 2 Corinthians 13:5, to see if you in the faith. You better examine yourself to see is you denying the faith. When you going along because your son or daughter is gay and you got him and his so-called husband living in your house because they ain't got nowhere to stay, you is a heathen too. Get what I said. I'm going to say it real slow to you. And God ain't going for your excuses on the line and in Facebook. He's not going for your excuses. At no time do you break God's rules. You see, you can love your kids, but you got to hate the lifestyle that they live. See, this word in Matthew 10:34, it says, "Think not that I come to bring peace on earth, but I come to bring a sword, and variance." Variance means odds. This word will bring odds against a mother-in-law and her daughter-in-law. It brought odds against me with my first wife. I told her, we're not doing Christmas no more. You should have seen all her family members came against me. I wasn't even saved, and I still stood. We're not serving in the pagan holiday. See, this go drive a sword between a father and a son. This go drive a sword between church members, those that don't believe the word of God wholeheartedly, those that don't believe Peter, those that don't believe Paul, those that don't believe you need to have the Holy Ghost to get to heaven, those that don't believe you have to have the right baptism. You see how this word comes right back full circle? It can't. You are in a wet paper bag. The wet paper bag is God's word, and you can't even punch your way out of it. Because you can't poke holes in the word of God. So if you can't beat him, you need to join God. Because you will never be able to beat him. People get mad when I say this part right here. He don't love you that much. Somebody say, Mr. Wade, he gave his life. Yeah, he did. But guess what? He don't love you enough to break that word for you or me. In other words, if you these lesbians and homosexuals and these non-baptism and these non-Holy Ghost-filled people are telling you that we all gonna make it in. First of all, if you got any homosexual preachers, uncle, father, grandfather in your family, Facebook and you on this line, I've never heard, and you ain't neither, of a gay, lesbian, Christian. Ain't no such thing. So that's strike number 1, 2, and 3. When you believe and clap your hands and jump up and run around the church like you just got run the lottery or something over a lie. But people want to rebuke the truth, the showbread. But they'd rather eat vomit. They'd rather eat polluted bread than to accept the truth of God. You ain't never seen a Christian. I always say, it ain't going to be till you standing in front of the truth. Hear me real good. Until you standing in front of the truth, that's when you go in and admit the truth. Well, when God showed you, what my time, Paige? When God showed you, when he just tell you, I hope you're watching on Facebook right now. Oh, I got a few minutes. I'm going to wrap it up. When he showed you, when you standing in front of the truth, I'm going to show you that he don't love you that much. Because he said one jot or tittle of that word would fail. One jot or tittle of that word would hit the ground. Heaven and earth would pass away before my word fail. That means over my dead body, this word go pass away. That means everything I die before my word pass away. He don't love you that much. He don't care how good you look, woman. He don't care how many muscles you got, man. He don't care how handsome you are. He's not going to break his word for you or me. He loved us enough and showed it enough that he died on the cross for us. And he died for us to live again. But if you choosing death and not awakening, how do I get awakened before I close out of here? Thank God it's fitting for this last scripture. How do I get awakened? How do I get woke up? I'm lost, Lord. I need your help. Well, you got to go to the Lord and confess this out your mouth. What confession brings salvation. So how do I, what scripture do I go to? You go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. That scripture reads, if my people will humble themselves. First, you got to humble. This is instruction. This is suggestion. If my people shall humble themselves and pray. Listen, and pray. See, this is a conjunction, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like a macaroni and cheese. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my word and turn from their wicked ways, turn from the new world order, then will you hear from heaven and he will heal your land. He will start to turn things around in your life if you just follow the truth. If you just believe in God's word wholeheartedly, why are we so stubborn and hard-headed? Why we believe everything on the TV and nothing God say? This TV has programmed you. Who is the prince of the air? The prince of the air means TV, radio, social media. They brought social media in our lives to pull us away from God. So you can reconnect with your past. Old things are supposed to be passed away. Marriages are being destroyed because they're hooking up with their old girlfriend, bringing back all the memories, old boyfriend. Remember what that ooh-ah feeling was about 20 years, 30 years ago. You see, we got to turn from this. This is how you get awakened. Humble thyself, pray, seek God's face, and turn from your wicked ways. You notice he said, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your unbelief. Any unbelief is wicked. And that's what we have to do. I'm done with this on today. Hope something helped somebody. And again, I don't care if you didn't want to hear Minister Ray, you heard anyway.
Amen. Let everybody give them a hallelujah.
We just thank God. Thank God for the minister. We think we're going to have a spiritual awakening. Amen. We want to know who want to be saved now. Amen. You've heard the word, and the number one thing that we're concerned about is your salvation. Do you want to be saved? Amen. Someone needs some prayer. Amen. And I'd like to tell all of you, you know, if you want to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. You know, that's one of the requirements that Jesus said. You must, St. John 3:3, must be born of water and spirit. Must be. It didn't say there was no other way. You must be born of water and spirit. St. John 3:5 said you must be born of the water and spirit. Amen. Praise God. And so if you're going to be baptized, you're going to be born of the water and spirit. Amen. If you need to be baptized, you can reach us. Amen. You can send us an email at carechurchinc, amen, at gmail.com. You want to be baptized, we'll try to find. If you don't have a place to be baptized, we'll find you a place to get baptized. No matter what city you're in or wherever you are, we will find someone to baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we always will try to send you somewhere where that either someone can lay hands on you and you can be filled with the Spirit, or we send you where we'll just pray with you online to get the Holy Ghost. We know people have gotten baptized in the Holy Ghost just right on the line here. Amen. We've been praying with each other and people got filled with the Spirit right online. And so either way it is that we want to help you. We want to be there for you. Amen. We're concerned about you. This is why we call it Care Church. We call it Care Church because we're concerned about reaching everybody, amen, with the gospel of Jesus. And so thank all of you for tuning in today. God bless you, Sister Mona. God bless you, Sister April. Amen. God bless you, Sister Marie. God bless you, Tiffany. Amen. God bless you, Regina. Amen. God bless you, the ones I can see, Sister Pat, amen. God bless all of y'all, amen. I think I got a cousin. God bless you, the other Mac that's Milwaukee. God bless you, we call him Lil Mac, amen. Praise God. God bless him up there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, amen. Praise God. Let's see who else there. Well, those are the names I can see right now. Oh, Sister Gator, amen. God bless you, Kathy, amen. Praise God. There's my brother-in-law daughter there in Detroit. God bless you, Sister Kathy. Amen. That is in, amen. So praise God for all of the people that are online. Amen. God bless all of those on Facebook. Is that somebody want to be saved today? That's the thing we want to know. If you want to be saved on Facebook, put your name up there. We'll pray for you. This is how you get a presence. Put your name on. Online, that you was online, you need prayer for this, you need prayer for that, and so thank God, amen, for you. One other thing I'd like to say about it, you know, the thing I've been dealing with today, I call it human reasoning, and so many people got so many human reasons why they don't want to serve Jesus, and I heard somebody say, well, human reasoning is, I don't want to serve Jesus because Jesus is a, you know, they paint him as a white man, amen. Jesus was not a white man. We say he was a man of color. But you're not serving a color. You're not serving it. God is a spirit, so God has no color. Amen. And so you can serve God because God has no color. So he's not a white God, a red God, or a black God, or whatever. God is not a God of color. God is a spirit. And if you're going to serve God, you're serving God because of the Spirit. Jesus said in St. John 4, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit. So don't let that be a reason for you not to accept Jesus Christ, amen, as your Savior. They're saying that he's a white man, amen, and you don't want to serve him because he's a white man. He's neither black nor white. He, you know, we don't look at the flesh anymore. You know, if we have known Jesus after the flesh, but we don't know him after the flesh anymore. And so if you're going to serve Jesus in spirit, not according to the outward appearance, not according to his flesh, but you want to serve Jesus because you want him in your heart. Amen. And this is where things work at. Jesus, he's working on your inside. And if your inside get right, your outside will be taken care of. And so all of you on Facebook Live today, let us know. Put it in the comments. Make sure you send a comment. If you enjoyed it, put it in the comment. If you want prayer, put your name down in the comment. And if you email me your prayer, your number, I'll even call you up to make sure, amen, you get taken care of. So God bless y'all on Facebook. Amen. And may God watch, you know, we say may the Lord watch between us, but I'm just going to say may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, may the Lord prosper you and give you rest. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God be all the glory and praise and honor in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next week, same time. Same station, and may Jesus, amen, come into your heart today. Amen. If there's somebody online you'd like to give a testimony, prayer request, you can go ahead now.
They're praying for me and my family, pastor, my children. Pray for me, my body, for arthritis. I had arthritis and broken arm, pray for that. And I just want to say I enjoyed the service this morning. But he left out one thing that I was looking for, about the look. God, listen, I mean, all these good-looking people that look, you may look good in man's eyes, but in God's eyes, you look like a filthy rag. He didn't tell us about that, because there are people that spend $1,000 to look good. That, I mean, they look good to themselves, but he didn't just look good to God. God's the one that can look good to. So we all look. Oh, looks like a future race in God's sight. May God have mercy on his grace. And I thank for that. That was a good word today. So that's it. But somebody wanted to ask you about Pastor Page. I might call you on the outside, but go ahead on and praise God. And then everybody praise God. I thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. You have brought me a long way. And I can do, I'm trying to praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, if there's no one else, amen, today, we just want to thank God. Amen. If y'all would like to donate anything, don't forget carechurchinc@gmail.com, PayPal, Cash App, or you can send it to Zales. Amen. And we appreciate any donation that you give. Give as unto the Lord, and give as your heart leads you to give. And that's all we're asking. We're not asking you or begging, amen. And let it be out of your own heart. And one thing I always say, I don't have to beg nobody. God fits the way I won't have to beg nobody. But if you want to give so that God, you want to give so that God can bless you, then you give from your heart. So that God can bless you. Whatever you're giving, you're not really giving it. You know, the thing about it, you got to stop trying to watch God's money. You know, most people try to watch God's money. You can't watch God's money. He told you to watch his money. Amen. If somebody...
That's the right.
Take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
You are the last party in the conference.
The field,
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it at?
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement,
said he won't leave me alone. When the world is gone, when the world is gone, everybody,
something,
yeah,
oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name, I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name. It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it? How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, that's the name of
that's
Jesus.
That's the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry and me have got to bow.
So tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Pray
right
him.
Now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about
is the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come on. My wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because, see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen.
love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and tell them it. Love him, love him, love him.